Today from the Ohio Newsroom, crowdsourcing info on contaminated drugs.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Over the course of 18 years, Ohio and its communities are receiving around $2 billion from pharmaceutical companies to compensate for harm caused by opioids. The Ohio Newsroom is following the money. This is our settlement story of the month. A Columbus-based nonprofit wants to alert drug users and their families across Ohio if there are reports of so-called bad batches of drugs. George Shilcock with Ohio Newsroom member station WOSU reports.
SOAR Initiative's Bad Batch Alert system is essentially a text message service. You text the word SOAR, S-O-A-R, to sign up, and if a so-called bad batch of drugs is in your zip code, you receive an alert. On the flip side, if you think you've received a drug that's tainted with something that can hurt you, like fentanyl, you can text the word report and get a list of questions.
What was the substance that you thought you were buying? What was it reactive for? Like, xylazine, the zip code? And then, like, any kind of detail that anyone wants to give us, like, it was in a bag that had a Smurf stamp on the front.
That's SOAR's executive director, Tanja Katrin. The idea started as a student project at Ohio State University, but when it launched in 2019, demand grew a little too quickly.
When the kids developed the alert system, they did not expect for it to get as big as it was, so the system crashed on us.
Now, SOAR is getting $300,000 in opioid settlement money through Franklin County and the One Ohio Recovery Foundation. Katrin says it will fund software upgrades statewide and new outreach coordinators in Central Ohio. It's one of a number of strategies Ohio municipalities are using to combat the opioid epidemic. But strategies like these, which fall under the harm reduction umbrella, have critics.
There's a lot of naysayers out there that think harm reduction is enabling. I don't see it like that. Harm reduction is about keeping people alive long enough that they have a chance at recovery. There's a reality. Dead people don't get a chance at recovery.
That's Melissa Pearson with the Franklin County Office of Justice Policy and Programs. She says for years, the county coroner has sent alerts to the community if there are five or more overdose deaths in a certain period of time. But SOAR's program is more responsive, real time.
We didn't want to wait for five deaths. So I'm not going to tell you that information is always validated right away, but usually it's been pretty reliable.
Beyond alerting individuals to bad batches, the alerts help the county to quickly coordinate and target their harm reduction efforts.
So when we know that there's potentially a bad batch in 43207, we are literally, we are flooding 43207 with naloxone, fentanyl test strips, wound care, hygiene.
Katrin says SOAR is now partnered with community harm reduction organizations. This network is developing neighborhood contacts as well. Pearson says Franklin County is purposely investing its opioid settlement money in innovation, spending almost $3 million of its settlement dollars to date on SOAR and other efforts like a halfway recovery house and a resource center for the homeless and those struggling with addiction. Katrin says 10,000 people have signed up for SOAR's Bad Batch Alerts, and while nearly half of those are in Central Ohio, they're hoping the opioid settlement money will help them reach more people in the 10 other regions across the state. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm George Shilcock in Columbus.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.